Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're going to make another nice little shift here with the program. And we've been talking recently about business concepts and about, you know, some of the important things for businesses and what they need to do and how they need to be successful in this ever-changing and fast-paced world. And I know that's been said for what, for decades, for centuries. The world always seems to be going faster than it did, but today is definitely that is the case. And so how does a business adapt and hold on to key people and make smart decisions and think ahead but not lose sight of where they are today? Well, that is the whole area of making smart decisions with your business. In fact, making a business that is resilient and able to adapt. And so we're really excited today because this is a, like I said, a little bit of a shift, but I think that this is a great topic to discuss. And it's an area where we were going to be focusing in on how businesses can adapt to the world around them. And we've got an author on the line who's also a very well-known speaker and a consultant, Sandy Ash. She is Principal of Organizational Excellence. She's written the book, along with Tim Mulligan, ROAR, How to Build a Resilient Organization, the world-famous San Diego Zoo Way. And we're going to be discussing this in a different context of what was done and how the zoo, San Diego Zoo, adapted some business principles and made adjustments to what they're doing to be able to prepare their organization not only to be more effective in the short term, but also long term. Now, Sandy's an internationally recognized speaker and author and has partnered with companies globally to create workplaces that are not only focused on better performance, but everybody's engaged. And so she has done work all over the globe. And as a principal of Alliance for Organizational Excellence, she's partnered with organizations such as Pepsi, Qualcomm, Who's Who's List. And so the world-famous zoo, of course, won multiple Workplace Excellence Awards. And so we're going to be talking about what they did, and we'll be talking with Sandy about it. Sandy holds a master's degree in organizational management and has also taught in this area as well. So let's dive right in here. Sandy, welcome to the program.
Thanks, David. Thanks for the opportunity.
My pleasure. I'm so glad you're with us. And I wanted to just dive in for our business owners and managers out there and leaders of companies and even employees, you know, from their perspective as all of this, we're all in this together, which of course rings truer and truer every day as we watch the news and we see the world that we live in and some of the bad things that happen. And we all realize we're all in this together, especially in business. And so, you know, I guess the first question that I wanted to start with is why the zoo? Why the zoo for the kind of the focal point of your, with the book, and I guess as a textbook or a great example for how good principles can be put to work?
David, the zoo is an example of a very resilient organization. You know, this is a beautiful story of a 100-year-old organization that has faced a lot of adversity, dealt with many crises, faced a lot of criticism around animal conservation, and, you know, they operate on a shoestring budget. And despite that, they've built their brand equity in quite an outstanding way. You know, as you know, they're known as the world famous San Diego Zoo, probably one of the most famous zoos in the world. And in addition to their animal collection and their profound commitment to animal conservation and ending extinction, they've also developed some world-class practices in terms of their people. Mm. And as the centennial was celebrated just a couple of months ago in May, Tim, who's the CHRO of the San Diego Zoo, and I had been talking for many years about writing a book together on leadership. And as we drew closer to the centennial, we just decided, well, this was the best time to do it. What a perfect conjunction of the celebration of the success and the resilience of the San Diego Zoo and the launch of this book that tells a story that, as you refer to, is really applicable to any team, any organization, mm-hmm. in any industry, in any place in the world.
Excellent. Well, it's always great, and it's always a good story to hear of a turnaround, especially when it's an organization that is trying to serve the greater good with some excellent initiatives that they are pursuing, just to kind of make sure we're good on how we approach this. Now, your involvement with the zoo, when did that start, and did you act as a consultant in working with them?
Yes, I have had the privilege and the honor of consulting with the San Diego Zoo the past 10 years on their leadership program, and implemented an advanced leadership program for them, and consulting with the HR team on how to strengthen their reputation as a great place to work. And as we all know, when you have the reputation and congruence both internally and externally of being a great place to work, that means that you have greater capability of attracting the best talent, really fully engaging them and harnessing all of their potential. And then, of course, key to any organization's success, your ability to retain them. And as you mentioned, the zoo's had tremendous success and won several Workplace Excellence Awards. And I must say, just in case you didn't know, that Tim Mulligan, the CHRO, won the CHRO of the Year Award this year. And so that's further proof in the pudding that everything that we say in the book that has been implemented at the zoo really does work.
That's outstanding. Well, and we could spend a whole show talking about all of their accomplishments and achievements and, you know, the whole helping with addressing the risks of extinction and all of it, conservation, restoration of the endangered species. I mean, a lot of wonderful initiatives and programs. But to take this and extrapolate it or make it transferable, I want to focus in on what other businesses can glean from what the zoo has done, of course, with your superb guidance. And so what you talk about in your book, a zoo print for success, and I think that's a very clever way of putting it. So what do you mean by that? And again, we want to talk about transferability. You know, let's take the spots off the leopard and put them on some of the other animals out there and how people can adapt this kind of thinking.
David, the Zoo Print for Success is based on a very simple and, let's say, innovative 5-point resilience at work model that I developed over the years. And there are five core competencies that are foundational and universal. We call them the five C's. So the first is control, the ability of people to control themselves, to control their emotion, manage their response, be able to maintain a calm focus in the storm of stress, demand, and pressure in today's workplace. And when people are able to do that and maintain a level of not only calm focus but optimism, they make better decisions, they communicate better, they have better relationships, and that impacts every area of their ability to be productive and focused in the work environment. So that's the first one. The second C is what we call conditions. So when people in the workplace are able to manage their conditions, internal and external, they make better use of their time and energy. So in other words, the question is your team able to maintain an overall sense of well-being even under existing demands and pressures? And is that celebrated, encouraged, and rewarded? And in addition to that, one of the big issues in today's workplace is the degree of distraction and fragmentation, you know, the sort of drive-bys, conversations, the endless meetings, the shifting priorities. And so the big question is, you know, how do you protect and guard people's time and attention? Mm-hmm. Dan Ariely, one of my favorite
teachers,
is a professor of behavioral economics at Duke. And he says, I think so aptly, we're surrounded by scheming thieves. You know, thieves of our time, thieves of our energy, and thieves of our attention. So one of the things the zoo has done really well, and this is obviously a competency that any team, any organization can implement, is to really establish an environment where people are managing their conditions and not allowing their conditions to control or manage them. So that's the second C. The third one is communications, reimagining communication. So we all know that for the success of any business, you have to maintain, I'm going to say, a level of transparency, honesty, truth-telling, authenticity. And what we find when companies are under stress, very typically communication collapses and constricts and people go underground and the water cooler chatter emerges and takes a hold. So one of the ways to really adapt and survive in this very dynamic, demanding global marketplace is to make sure that there are a set of agreements, I would say, inside of the organization. I mean, just consider what happened in 2008, 2009, when people were dishonest and there was a lack of transparency. I was watching the movie The Big Short recently. And look, you know, that contributed to a virtual economic collapse. So let's not underestimate the importance of having that sort of embedded in the DNA of the team or the organization. The fourth C is connection. We talk about renewing connections. And, you know, this is an area where the zoo really shines. And there's an opportunity for every organization to take a look and say, how connected are we? How connected are your personal values and how congruent are they with the organizational values? Is there a sense of belonging, of connection, of support, of trust inside of the environment? And we just know from all the studies on engagement over the last 15 years by Gallup that that sense of connection is really critical to the success of any team or organization. And also, you know, one of my favorite concepts is, you know, Velcroing people to the why. So, you know, the why is the W-H-Y, right? The why, the cause, the reason for being in an organization. And when you Velcro people to that, and they're deeply committed and passionate and attached to what is important to your organization, well, that gives them the strength and the ability to rise above the circumstances.
That's
and then
excellent.
The fifth C, last but not least, is commitment. You know, and this is the ability that you have inside of your team or organization to grow leaders who are courageous, who are bold, who are, you know, like the lion, unstoppable. And you have that underlying characteristic of perseverance and tenacity so that no matter what comes your way, and we just know that no matter what kind of business you're in, there will be adversity, there will be uncertainty, there will be change, challenge, and crisis. And the question is, do you have the strength and the muscle to really be able to withstand that and stay firm? And at the end of the day, be able to give that roar, you know, of purpose, of passion, and not be swept over.
Excellent, Sandy. Well, that's what this is all about, isn't it? Not to be back down and continue to roar. If you're just joining us, we're very excited to have Sandy Ash on the program with us. And the book is Roar, How to Build a Resilient Organization. The world-famous San Diego Zoo Way website is uxl.com, just the letter U, xl.com for more information about Sandy and the principal. She's a principal of organizational excellence. You can take a look at that. And we're going to grab a break. We'll come back and talk more with Sandy. There's lots more to dig into, especially about retaining those high-quality employees that you need to build your business. Stay right there.
The Rice & Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, and I'm board certified in divorce and family law. I focus on representing divorcing spouses over the age of 50. For those previously divorced individuals who desire to marry again but want to avoid the expense and acrimony of another contested divorce, I specialize in drafting prenuptial and postnuptial agreements. You can contact me in our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit my website at ricerosenlaw.com.
Retirement planning doesn't have to be hard, complicated, or stressful. It also doesn't have to be done in a hurry or with sales pressure. Since starting Holland Financial in 1997, it has been David Holland's mission to help individuals, couples, and families plan their futures with personalized financial planning. David puts himself in his client's shoes and recommends products and services he would choose for himself or his family. If you'd like to learn more about Holland Financial or to schedule a one-on-one consultation with David, simply call 671-PLAN. That's 671-PLAN. No cost or obligation. Or visit PlanStronger.com.
Hey, welcome back. Yes, we are trying to plan stronger, and we have to do that with our businesses every day because the competition is global and it never ends, and there are always challenges. So we're very happy to have Sandy Ash on the line with us to speak to some of this. And we're using, of course, the San Diego Zoo, the world famous San Diego Zoo, as a great example of some of the things they've done to embrace Sandy's principles and ideas and consulting that she's done for them for a decade. She shared with us before the break. The book is Roar, How to Build a Resilient Organization, the world famous San Diego Zoo Way. UXL.com is a website that you can learn more about Sandy and her work and her team, the letter UXL.com. And I understand that the net revenues earned by the San Diego Zoo Global from the sale of this book, Sandy, will contribute to conservation efforts, and including the mission to help extinction-saving species worldwide. I mean, these are some wonderful projects, and I applaud that, because that's just a wonderful way to leverage the value of this book. And so thank you for that.
Yes. Well, we're excited, you know, and the intention of this book is really to inspire people about bringing a new way of leading and managing and running their businesses. And the fact that it supports the zoo and ending animal extinction is the perfect orchestration.
So much has been focused on retaining employees and companies adapting, and again, to not to overuse the word, but to be resilient. And I mean, so much of this is being discussed today versus, say, 20 or 30 years ago. Why do you think that is? I mean, this has really become, I mean, you're right at the, you know, you're at the epicenter, okay? This has become a very big issue for businesses. Is it the global pressures? Is it, what do you think's driving this? Or even in the zoo's case, what drove them to say, hey, we need some help?
Oh, yes. You know, I think it's global. We're doing work with companies all over the world, you know, and we see similar trends. And I think people are just tired of being pulled and pressed and stretched and bent. And people are sick and tired of compromising quality of life and sacrificing their home life, their health, and their relationships. And people are getting sicker and sicker. You know, just look at how many commercials there are on TV for one medication or another. And I think we've just reached a point in the evolution of the workplace where it's just not sustainable anymore to drive people the way they've been driven. And especially the younger generations are just saying, hey, look, this is not working. You know, people are bombarded 24/7, 365, ringing, pinging, texting, tweeting. There's no boundary anymore between work and life.
Sure.
And it's taking an enormous toll on people and toll on our community and economy. And so this is really the time, I believe, for leaders, managers, business owners to really rethink the way they run their business and bring a new paradigm.
I love it. I think it's needed. And I think that, so it's global, and it's probably, as you just underlined, technology, constant access, constant bombardment. And so in that environment, you know, employees are looking, something's got to give. And the, you know, we've continued to have technology allow greater and greater productivity from employees, and that's all well and good, but that hasn't necessarily translated to, you know, better quality of life. It's just more work out of the same workday. So with that said, you know, good people are, of course, the cliche, good people are hard to find. And so how does an organization attract some of the best employees so that they have that competitive advantage? Because it always comes down to, you know, people and that client service experience for any business. So how does a company do that?
Yeah, look, you know, I'm going to suggest something that might fly in the face of common thought. And I'm going to, you know, I think attracting and retaining great talent, David, in my mind, is an inside job. You know, it doesn't matter how much money you invest and how grandiose your efforts are outward facing. At the end of the day, this is what I believe. I believe people want to be treated with dignity and respect. They want to be given the opportunity to really realize their potential, use all of their talent, their skill, their creativity, their brilliance, their genius. And they want a sense of fulfillment. You know, I think people, we've gotten very good, especially in the United States, of having that experience of achievement, you know, running after the next goal, the next objective, the next, you know, sales forecast. And at the end of the day, I think what people really, really want is a sense of fulfillment. So when people are Velcroed to the why, yeah, and they feel part of the cause, and the cause or the reason for the business is something that is personally congruent with what is important to them. And then they're treated as a whole person. In other words, they're supported in doing the very best they can, being most productive, achieving the best results, but also they're really supported and encouraged in maintaining that overall quality of life and that sense of fulfillment. And at the end of the day, I believe that's what attracts people. That's what attracts people to an organization, and that's what has them stay.
Well, and I think it is a nice contrast, Sandy, because in the business world, there's a lot of emphasis from the owner and leadership, executives, managers, from their point of view, a lot of emphasis on, of course, looking for productivity, but it incentives or the focus on the employee, I think, often is on compensation and benefits to, you know, to also to a large degree, without necessarily focusing, as you put it, on the whole person and helping that person attain their full potential.
Exactly. Look, you know, let's be honest, compensation and benefits are always going to be important.
Sure.
But, you know, we have this saying in the human resource world, it's not about the money, honey. You know, and the truth is, what keeps people in part will be a respectful, fair, equitable comp and benefits package. But today's workers are much more savvy than that. They want more than that. They want the full experience. And the degree to which any business can create that kind of work environment where people get to feel like they're taken care of, where they feel like they're valued, they're respected, there's truthfulness, there's honesty, there's transparency, all of those five C's, right?
Sure, sure.
I mean, that's where people really get to thrive, and that's how you create an environment where people want to show up every day and bring all of themselves to the table, you know, be fully focused, fully productive. And the truth is, what we know for sure is, you know, all of this impacts your financial bottom line. You know, resilience does impact bottom line financials. And when your organization isn't resilient, either in terms of, you know, the mindset of the people or your processes or your operations or your strategy, at the end of the day, that's going to show up in your top line and bottom line financials.
Good point. The dots are connecting in my mind, Sandy. As I was listening to you describe that, I'm like, hey, if you want the whole person to show up, well, then you better be focused on the whole person.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I like it.
It sounds so simple, but it's not that easy, right?
Yeah. Well, yes, but hey, we only have 30 minutes, so we'll dig as much as we can. Sandy Ash, ladies and gentlemen, speaker, author, principal of organizational excellence. The book, Roar, that's what we want to do here. Roar, How to Build a Resilient Organization. The world famous San Diego way, and so San Diego Zoo we're talking about. So we're going to have a quick break. We'll come back more from Sandy. Stay right there.
Two things are for sure. It's summertime, and the kids want to swim. I'm sure glad that we enrolled our children in the Volusia Flagler YMCA Summer Swim Program. It was so easy. At the Y, they enjoy water sports, meet new friends, and most important, they learn water safety skills. If you haven't signed up yet, call your local Y or log on to vfymca.org. Come on, it's summertime. Enjoy it more with the Summer Swim Programs from your Volusia Flagler YMCA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Drake. My staff and I have enjoyed delivering excellent, lasting dental care to countless patients for many years. We are a modern dental practice offering a full range of services, including cosmetic, implant, Invisalign, and general dentistry. Additionally, I am one of only a few dentists licensed to perform IV sedation, sleep dentistry to help those of you who are anxious. My belief and commitment is to deliver outstanding dental care and positive patient experiences. We look forward to serving you. If you have a dental question or concern, don't hesitate to call us at 386-673-1611 or visit AtlanticDentists.com.
Hi, this is David Holland. I've been going to Dr. Drake's office for over 20 years. I trust them, and you can too.
Hi, this is Mike Peerless, NMLS number 1073735, Reverse Mortgage Director for Holland Mortgage Services, a subsidiary of Holland Financial. It used to be that people considered a reverse mortgage as a loan of last resort. In fact, our company's founder and host of this program, David Holland, was a skeptic himself. However, after many client requests, David investigated this product thoroughly and decided that a reverse mortgage could fit into one's overall financial plan. Holland Mortgage Services is a licensed Florida broker, and we can help you refinance your existing mortgage and stop making ongoing monthly mortgage payments. However, you're still responsible for payment of property taxes, homeowners insurance, and HOA fees. You can also tap your home's equity to pay off credit cards or put cash in the bank. Call 386-671-7526 today for a free evaluation. Sometimes, to move forward, you need to go reverse. That number again is 386-671-7526. 671-7526, Holland Mortgage Services, NMLS number 1432962.
And we are back. Sandy Ash on the line, author and principal of organizational excellence, of course, doing a lot of speaking around the world, and we're glad to have her on the program. She has co-written the book with Tim Mulligan, Roar, How to Build a Resilient Organization, the world-famous San Diego Zoo Way, and we're getting some of Sandy's perspective in the time we have with her on not only what they did at the zoo, but also just looking at some of these smart things to do in a business and kind of untangling it. And it really comes down to the people and how you structure the company, Sandy, and how you really look not only at where you are today, but you have to be thinking down the road, right? I mean, I guess that's one of my key questions I always think about is how much time do we put on place our time and focus of our attention on today and then down the road? I know one of the things that, you know, you looked at with the zoo is thinking, you know, not just the next quarter, but I mean, celebrating 100 years, what we need to be thinking about the next 100 years, right? I mean, so how do you strike a balance and where do you put your attention first in terms of today versus tomorrow and how far down the road we should be thinking?
I think that's such a challenge for today for business owners, for leaders and managers, because the tendency is to get caught up in the day-to-day, you know,
yeah.
nose down, head down, you know, fight as many fires as we possibly can. And I think, you know, obviously there has to be a percentage of our time that's focused on what's right in front of us. But I think the biggest pothole that we step into is not taking enough time to rise up above the trees, you know, and look out farther. And you know, that's, I think, what attracts and retains great talent as well. People want to know that the leaders in the organization are looking forward, that they're asking the big questions about where are we going, how are we going to get there, what could be in our way. And so for any organization of any size, you know, taking that time, you know, whether it's annually or quarterly or even monthly, and to ask those questions and look out ahead, because I think trapped in the paradigm of what's in front of me this week or next month or even this year can really create short-sightedness. And one of the things I always encourage leaders to do is to set aside time first thing in the morning, every morning. I call it priming, P-R-I-M-I-N-G, to really take a couple of minutes. And I'm surprised how few people do this as I've been traveling around the country, you know, asking people how many of you take time in the morning just to recalibrate with the belief system or that or sort of ideas that or philosophy that's most important to you, and then ask yourself the big questions like, where am I going? What's really important? You know, who do I need to show up as? Where are there opportunities for me to, you know, add more value, create more value, be of service? You know, those are the kinds of questions, and that mindset or consciousness on a daily basis really creates a whole different perspective for leaders.
Excellent, Sandy. Well, I really appreciate your coming on and sharing with us. Sandy Ash, ladies and gentlemen, speaker, author, and principal of organizational excellence. UXL.com is the website, letter U, and then XL.com. And of course, we've been talking about the book, Roar, How to Build a Resilient Organization, the world-famous San Diego Zoo Way. And we're very fortunate to have had Sandy Ash with us. Sandy, thank you so much for sharing with us. And I think you've inspired many of our listeners to think about things a little differently with business and their relationship with it.
Thank you, David. It was my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.